Okay, well, I'm glad to be back here again with you today. And I'm still rejoicing in the ordination and installation of Pastor Hang Zhang Zhang. And as you know, I am near the end of a sermon series about how the Bible is a story about God creating a people for Himself.
正如你们所知, 我正在进行一个系列主题的讲道, 就是圣经是一部讲述 上帝如何为自己创造他子民的故事, 今天接近尾声了。
And in the last three sermons, I've been exploring three aspects of the church age part of that story. Earlier, I explored the problem we now have concerning how saved sinners like us still have to live together as the people of God.
在最近的几篇讲道中, 我一直在探讨这一个故事的主题, 就是教会时代的三个方面。 此前我探讨了我们现今教会面临的问题, 像我们这样蒙恩得救的罪人, 如何才能够作为上帝的子民, 彼此的相交共同的生活在一起。
And in my last sermon, I reminded you that we all are supposed to be working on the project that God has set out for us, the project to spread the gospel.
在上一次的讲道中, 我提醒大家, 我们所有人都应当致力于完成上帝为我们设立的大使命, 就是广传福音的使命。
And in this final sermon, I want to explore our other task as a church, which I call praise.
在今天最后的讲道中, 我想探讨我们作为教会所承担的另一项任务, 我把它称为赞美。
And to do so, let us turn to the book of Revelation, starting with chapter 4, verse 1. And this section follows the introduction to the book in the letters that Jesus tells the Apostle John to write to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
为此, 让我们翻开启示录, 我们会从第四章的第一节开始。 这一段的经文是紧随启示录的引言, 以及耶稣吩咐使徒约翰, 写给小亚细亚七个教会书信的后面。
And at this point, a door is open into heaven, and the apostle is shown what is going on there. Let us stand, therefore, and read God's word.
让我们起立, 此时天堂的门打开了, 使徒约翰得以看见那里所发生的一切。
And after this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and therefore before me was a throne in heaven, with someone sitting on it.
此后我观看, 见天上有门打开了, 我初次听见好像吹号的声音, 对我说, 你上到这里来, 我必要将以后必成的事指示你, 我立刻被圣灵感动, 见有一个宝座安置在天上, 又有一位坐在宝座上。
And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow shone like an emerald and encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads.
看那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石, 又有红围着宝座好像绿宝石, 宝座的周围又有24个座位, 其上坐着24位长老, 身穿白衣, 头上戴着金冠冕。
And from the throne came flashes of lightning and rumbles and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These were the seven spirits of God. And also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal.
有闪电声音雷轰从宝座中发出，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
And in the center around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in the back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, the third had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. And each of the four living creatures had six wings in each, and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings.
宝座中和宝座周围的四个活物前后遍体都满了眼睛，第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。
And day and night they never stop saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主是昔在，今在，以后永在的全能者。
And whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever.
每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那座宝座上、活到永永远远者的时候，那24位长老就俯伏在宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。
They lay down their crowns before the throne and say, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前说，我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Well, let us move on to chapter 5, verse 6 to see more of this scene.
让我们来看第五章的六节，看更多的意象。
Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵。奉差遣往普天下去的。
And he went and he took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the people of God.
这羔羊前来，从宝座的右手拿了书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和24位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation.
他们唱新歌说，你拿书，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
And they said, You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
又叫他们成为国民， 做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And thus ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Well, it is always challenging to read and interpret the book of Revelation because it contains so many metaphorical images that are not explained by the rest of the text.
阅读和解读启示录历来充满了挑战，因为启示录中包含了大量隐喻性的意象画面，而且这些意象在圣经其他的经文中也没有加以解释。
But this much seems certain. The Apostle John is given a vision of God the Father in heaven, and also of the Son, pictured as the Lamb of God which was slain, and then possibly the Holy Spirit, portrayed as the seven spirits that are always before God the Father.
但有一点似乎是确定的，使徒约翰看见、领受了从天上父神启示的意象，看到了被描绘为被杀的羔羊的圣父，此外还有圣灵，就是那常在圣父面前的七灵所代表的。
There are also four winged celestial creatures that seem a lot like the seraphim that Isaiah saw when he was given a vision of the Lord in his temple.
此外还有四个长着翅膀的天上的活物，他们看起来很像以赛亚在圣殿中得见主的意象时所看到的撒拉佛。
And then there are the 24 elders who repeatedly fall down and worship God. Who are they and who do they represent?
还有那24位长老，他们不断地俯伏敬拜神，他们究竟是谁，或者他们代表着什么？
Well, there's scholarly debate about the 24 elders, but to me, the best interpretation is that they are the representatives of the tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles who established the Church of Jesus Christ. As such, they are the representatives of the covenant people of God throughout all the ages.
关于这24位长老，学者们有不同的学术见解，但我认为是合理的，最合理的解释是，他们代表着以色列的十二个支派，以及建立耶稣基督教会的十二使徒，因此，他们代表着历世历代与上帝立约的子民。
The message to us then is that we, the people of God, should worship God also now here on earth.As he is worshipped in heaven by our representatives. And in the world to come, we will worship him there also.
因此，经文对我们的启示是，我们作为上帝的子民，我们今天在地上的敬拜，应当像我们的代表如今在天上的敬拜那样来敬拜神。因为在将来，我们也要同样的在那里敬拜我们的上帝。
This worship of God, which I've summarized under the term praise, is one of the key things the people of God in the church age should do. It is right for us to do so. It sets us apart as the people of God in this time. And it also has an effect on us as we worship God.
这种对上帝的敬拜，我把它概括称为赞美，是教会时代上帝的子民当做的最重要的使命之一。我们如此敬拜神是理所当然的，敬拜也使属上帝的子民在这个世代被分别为圣，并且当我们敬拜的时候，敬拜也深深地影响了我们的生命。
Let us therefore think a little bit about what this worship of God consists of, and let us consider the effect on usof the worship of God.
因此让我们来深入地思考，这种对上帝的敬拜究竟包含哪些内容，同时我们也来思考，对上帝的敬拜会对我们的生命产生怎样的影响。
Now PBRC opens its worship with a short hymn based on the passage from the book of Habakkuk. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before Him.
那费城圣经卫正教会在敬拜的开始会唱一首简短的圣诗。那么诗歌就是取自哈巴谷书二章二十节的经文，为耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他面前肃然静默。
Now that is a great way to focus yourself on God at the beginning of the worship service. It is a great call to discipline yourself to quiet all the voices in your head about what is going on in your life and to pay attention to God. In a sense, it's like opening the door to heaven to get a glimpse of God as the Apostle John was given in the book of Revelation.
这是在敬拜开始将你的心专注于上帝的一个绝佳的方式，这是一种有力的呼召自律，平息你脑海中有关生活琐事的各种杂音，转而来关心专注于上帝。从某种意义上说，这就像开启了天堂之门，你得以窥见上帝的荣耀，正如使徒约翰在启示录中所看见的那样。
But the worship of God does not stop with us just shutting down all the voices in our head clamoring for attention. It's not like some religions which urge their adherents to empty their heads and their minds. No, instead of as in the book of Revelation, worship moves on to fill our minds with God, to fill it with two ideas in particular, who God is and what God has done.
然而敬拜上帝不仅仅是停留在屏蔽我们脑海中那些争相吸引我们注意力的杂音，敬拜也不像某些宗教所宣称的那样要求信徒放空心思，不是的，恰恰相反，正如启示录所启示的，敬拜是上帝让我们的心思充满我们心思的两个主题，就是上帝是谁以及上帝已经做了什么。
And our passage from the book of Revelation neatly divides into these two categories. In chapter 4, the host in heaven focus on who God is, and they praise Him for that. And in chapter 5, the same host focuses on what God has done, and they thank Him for that.
今天我们所读的启示录的经文可以清晰地划分为两大部分。在第四章中，天上的众圣徒聚焦于上帝是谁，并因此向他献上赞美；而在第五章，同样的众圣徒则聚焦于上帝所成就的作为，并因此向他献上感谢。
Now scholars have noted that the Book of Psalms, which was the worship book for the second temple in Jerusalem.Has psalms of praise and psalms of thanksgiving, along with psalms of lament and wisdom. So let us now focus on the two categories of praise and thanksgiving, of responding to who God is and on what He has done.
那么一些学者指出，整本诗篇作为在耶路撒冷第二圣殿时期敬拜时所使用的诗歌集。包含了赞美诗、感恩诗，还有哀歌和智慧诗。因此，让我们把注意力集中在赞美上帝与感谢上帝这两个方面，来回应上帝是谁，并且他已经为我们成就了什么。
In chapter 4 of Revelation, the heavenly host focuses on two aspects of who God is.And praises Him. They focus on the fact that God is holy and that He is our Creator.
在启示录第四章中，天上的众军聚焦于上帝本体属性的两个方面，并因此向上帝献上赞美，即上帝是圣洁的，以及上帝是我们的创造主。
The fact that God is holy, in fact the holiest of all, means first and foremost that he is separate and different from all else, in particular what he created. God is not part of his creation. He existed before it, and he has no need of it.
上帝是圣洁的，事实上他是至圣的。首先这意味着分别为圣他自己和一切受造之物截然不同，尤其是他所创造的万物，尤其是与他所创造的万物有着本质的区别。神并不是他所创造世界的一部分，他在万有以先就已经存在了，也完全不需要受造界来维系他自己的存在。
Now recognizing that God is the creator of all things, and that we are just part of his creation, is really an indispensable part of worshiping and praising him. Acknowledging this puts everything in our lives into perspective.
认识到上帝是万有的创造者，而我们只是他创造的一部分，是敬拜赞美上帝不可缺少的基础。确认这一点，才能让我们以正确的真理的视角看待我们生命中的万事万物。
But our passage goes a bit further. It points out that by God's will we were created. That is, by his plan. We are not just some accident. God has a plan and we are part of it.
但我们所读的这段圣经更进一步地指出，万物都是因着上帝的旨意被创造，也就是说我们是按照他的计划被创造的，我们并非偶然出现的产物。上帝有他的计划，而我们正是他计划中的一部分。
This passage expands this idea further by pointing out that we have our being because of God. This means not only that we are part of God's plan, but that he is sustaining our lives right now.
这段经文还进一步阐明，我们得以存在乃是因为上帝。这不仅意味着我们是上帝计划中的一部分，也意味着他此时此刻仍在不断地托住维系着我们的生命。
Now the Bible has a lot to say about who God is beyond just being our creator. The Westminster Confession of Faith describes some of these in what it calls God's attributes. These are some of the aspects of God that we focus on when we praise him, and our confession says them better than I ever could.
圣经对上帝是谁有很多的教导，远远不止于他是我们的创造主。威斯敏斯特信仰告白把这些真理概括为上帝各样的属性，这些属性正是我们敬拜赞美上帝时所思想所颂扬的内容，而我们的信仰告白对这些属性的描述比我能表达的更加准确更加完整。
Now the confession's description of God or who God is starts off as follows. There is but one only living and true God who is infinite in being and perfection, a most holy spirit, invisible, without body parts, passions, immutable, immense, eternal, incomprehensible, almighty.
信仰告白对上帝的描述是这样开始的，上帝是独一的，又真又活的上帝，他的存有无限，是至纯的灵，无形体，无四肢，无私欲，他永不改变，无限永恒，不可测度，全能。
And even as a little boy, I was categorized in the attributes of God. Most notably, that God is eternal, infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. Now these are mostly philosophical or metaphysical concepts, and we possess none of these.
我从小就接受要理问答的教导，学习上帝各样的属性，尤其是知道 上帝是永恒的、无限的、全能的、全知的、无所不在的。这些大多属于哲学或形而上学的概念，而这些属性我们一样都不具备。
I was also taught about the Trinity, that God is a triune God, one God in three persons. I mentioned this in my first sermon in this series, pointing out that the three persons of the Trinity are social with one another. And thus, when we were created in God's image, we were created to be social also.
我也曾学习过三位一体的教义。上帝是三位一体的上帝，一位上帝有三个位格。在本系列的讲到的第一篇信息中，我曾提到这一点，并指出三位一体上帝的三个位格间彼此的相交与互动。因此，当上帝按着他自己的形象创造我们的时候，我们也被造成为具有社会性属性。我们的生命需要彼此的相交。
Now this concept bridges the fact that while we do not share some of the attributes of God, He has nonetheless communicated others to us.
这一概念说明了一个重要的真理。虽然我们并不拥有上帝那些不可传递的属性，但他却将一些可传递的属性赐给了我们。
Now in Scripture, God is described as having attributes that we humans also have, having been given them from God. Scripture describes God as loving, merciful, gracious, caring. We're also told to address Him in human terms that are representative of these attributes. And of course, this is most particularly true when we call God our Father.
圣经也描述了上帝具有一些可分享传递的属性，这些属性也是上帝赐给人类的。圣经启示我们，上帝是慈爱的、怜悯的、满有恩典的，也是眷顾人的。同时，圣经也教导我们用反映上帝这些属性的人类语言来称呼他。其中最明显的例子就是我们称呼上帝为我们的天父。
I could go on all day describing who God is, but time is limited. Suffice it to say that when we worship God, we should focus on who He is and praise Him for that, just as we see the heavenly host doing.
如果要详细的讲述上帝是谁，我可以一整天的讲下去。但时间有限，所以我只想强调一点，当我们敬拜上帝时，应当把焦点放在上帝是谁，并因他是上帝来赞美他。正如我们在启示录中所看见的，天上的众圣徒正是如此的敬拜上帝。
And as you read through the Bible, make a point to identify what the scriptures are telling youabout who God is, and bring those to mind when you come to worship Him.
当你读圣经时，要刻意留心圣经中告诉你关于上帝是谁的真理，并且当你敬拜的时候，把这些真理带到你的心中来敬拜他。
But let's move on to the category of facts, that is, worshiping God for what He has done.
接下来让我们转到感谢这一方面，因着上帝为我们所做的、所成就的一切来敬拜他。
Our passage from the book of Revelation goes right to the most important thing that God the Father has done for us, sacrificing His own Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins and to reconcile us to Himself.
启示录中我们所读到的这段经文，首先让我们看到天父上帝已经为我们所成就的最伟大的工作，他甚至舍弃了自己的儿子耶稣基督，为要救赎我们脱离罪恶，并使我们与他和好。
And note that Jesus is pictured as the Lamb of God who was slain. And it was his blood was used to purchase, as the purchase price to redeem God's people from all over the earth, from every tribe, language, people, and nation. This is the ultimate work of mercy and grace on God's part, his greatest act of caring for us. And as the Apostle Paul has said, if God was willing to sacrifice his own son for us, how will he not graciously give us all that we need?
请留意，经文将耶稣描绘为那被杀的上帝的羔羊，他所流的宝血就是救赎的赎价，为要将上帝的子民从地上的各族、各方、各国、各民中买赎出来。这是上帝对我们所施行的极大的怜悯和恩典，也是他慈爱眷顾我们的最伟大的行动。正如使徒保罗所说，上帝既不顾惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了他，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So this is the great reason for us to thank God in our worship of him. But the work of Christ is not the only thing we should thank God for. We should thank God for all of his care for us, sustaining us, protecting us, bringing us through trials, and so on.
这正是我们在敬拜中感谢上帝最重要、最根本的原因。然而，基督的救赎并不是我们唯一当向上帝献上的感谢，我们还应当感谢上帝一直眷顾我们，为我们所做的一切，感谢他托住我们的生命，保护我们，引领我们经过各样的试炼等等。
It's instructive to read through the Psalms and to see what the children of Israel have thanked God for doing. They thank God for redeeming them from Egypt, caring for and preserving them in the wilderness, defeating the enemies of God's people, and giving them a land and a place to worship God.So,
我们若细读诗篇，你就会得到很大的帮助，因为我们能够看到上帝的百姓以色列民都为着那些恩典向上帝献上感谢，他们感谢上帝救赎他们脱离埃及，感谢上帝在旷野中一路看顾保守他们，感谢上帝得胜他们的仇敌，感谢上帝赐给他们应许之地，并赐下上帝敬拜上帝的圣所，还有许多许多。
And David is particularly personal in his thanks, as God has brought him through many trials at the hand of his enemies, and has been gracious to him and set him up as king over God's people, Judah and Israel.
大卫对上帝的感恩特别充满了他个人的经历，因为上帝曾带领他一次又一次的脱离仇敌所加给他的患难。上帝向他施恩，并高立他做上帝子民犹大和以色列的君王。
Well, I could go on and on with reasons to thank God. And every now and then, when I'm down, I very deliberately force myself to think through all the reasons I should thank God. And you should do that every now and then too. Maybe even write down the things you have to be thankful for.
我还可以继续举例许多许多感谢上帝的理由。每隔一段时间，尤其是我在心情低落的时候，我都会刻意让自己仔细地去思想，列举所有我应该感谢上帝的理由。我也希望大家时常这样做，甚至可以把你自己值得感恩的事情一一的都写下来。
And what is most interesting is,how this little exercise of spiritual discipline changes my mindset. And that gets to my last point, how praising and thanking God changes our perspective on who we are and where we are in life.
更奇妙的是数算上帝的恩典，这样一个看似简单的属灵操练竟然会改变我的心态。这也引出了我讲到的最后一点，赞美上帝，感谢上帝， 会如何改变我们对自己以及我们人生处境的以及我们对人生处境的看法。
Now worshiping God rightly, that is focusing on who He is and what He has done, has an effect also on us. We see this most dramatically in the scenes given to us from the book of Revelation. Note what the 24 elders do when they focus on who God is and what He has done, and they begin to extol God for these. What do they do? Well, in each situation, the 24 elders fall down before God. That is, they humble themselves before God.
以正确的方式敬拜上帝，即专注于上帝的本体属性和他的作为，会对我们产生影响。启示录中的场景生动地展现了这一点。请留意那24位长老的举动。当他们专注于上帝的本性与作为，并以此颂赞上帝时，在每一个境况下，24位长老都会俯伏在神面前，也就是说，他们在上帝面前谦卑自己。
See, truly praising and thanking God should humble us. We realize that we are not our Creator. We are just God's creature. We are finite, weak. We are totally dependent on God for our needs now and for our salvation at the end of time. That is humbling.
真正的赞美和感谢上帝应当使我们变得谦卑。当我们专注于上帝的本质和他为我们所做的一切时，我们便会感到谦卑。我们意识到自己并非造物主，我们仅仅是上帝的受造物。我们既有限又软弱，无论是当下的各种需要，还是末后时的救恩，我们都完全依赖于上帝，这使得我们谦卑。
And this humility should extend not just to our finiteness, that is our limits, but also to our fallibility, that is our sinfulness. It is this sinfulness that is the reason the Lamb of God was slain in our place, shedding His blood to purchase our salvation, to redeem us out of the kingdom of Satan and to bring us into the kingdom of God.
而这种谦卑不应当仅仅停留在认识我们受造的有限和局限，更应当延伸到承认我们的软弱和罪性。正是因为我们的罪，上帝的羔羊才被杀，为代替我们受死，他流出自己的宝血，付上救赎的代价，把我们从撒旦的国度救赎出来，带进上帝的国度。
A study of traditional Christian worship liturgies shows that the church has also recognized this pattern. Most liturgies start off with a decided focus on who God is and our acknowledgement of that, and then they move to a confession of sin, which is an act of humility before God, but also before the world. This is a powerful statement to ourselves and to our trust in the grace and mercy of our God.And it is also a testimony to the world.
研究历代基督教会传统的敬拜礼仪，我们会发现，教会早已认知这一敬拜模式。大多数敬拜的礼仪都是以高举上帝，宣告他是谁，并我们对上帝的任性开始，随后便进入认罪的环节。认罪不仅是在上帝面前谦卑自己，也是在世人面前谦卑的见证，这是我们对自己一个强有力的宣告，表明我们信靠依赖上帝的恩典和怜悯，同时这也是向世人所做的见证。
And a focus on God also helps us in navigating all the cares and stresses and temptations we have in this world.
专注于上帝的本质能帮助我们应对世间的一切忧虑、压力和诱惑。
Psalm 73 is a great case study on this. Psalm 73 has a great story arc to it. At the beginning of the psalmist is lamenting, complaining to God about the fact that it seems to him the wicked are doing so much better in life than those who are trying to be righteous.
诗篇七十三篇是探讨这一个问题的绝佳案例。诗篇七十三篇的故事情节发展得非常精彩。在诗篇的开头，诗人正向上帝哀叹抱怨，因为在他看来，恶人的生活似乎比那些努力行义的人还要好得多。
Now, the psalmist is struggling. He's trying to do what is right, but he cannot get ahead. He is frustrated. So much so that he is thinking of giving up on God and abandoning following God in his righteousness and in faith.
然而这位诗人正陷入挣扎之中，他竭力地行正道，却始终无法亨通，因此心中充满了挫折和困惑，甚至萌生了放弃信仰上帝，不再坚持凭信心和公义跟随上帝的念头。
But just before the psalmist abandons his faith, something happens. The psalmist enters the sanctuary of God. That is, he went into the temple and he participated in the worship of God. The result of this time of worship was that the psalmist had a correction of his worldview. He says he then understood the final destiny of the wicked.
然而就在诗人几乎要放弃信仰之前，有一件事情发生了。诗人进入了上帝的圣所，也就是说他进入圣殿，参与了对上帝的敬拜。正是这段敬拜的经历带来的结果，使诗人的世界观得到了纠正。他说他自己在那里终于明白了恶人的结局。
Now the psalmist realized that the wicked might be doing so much better than he was now, but there was going to be a day of judgment on them, and that the righteous, holy God would bring them to account, and they would perish eternally.
诗人终于明白，恶人在今生也许看起来比自己过得更加顺利，更加兴旺，但审判的日子终必到来。那位公义圣洁的上帝必追讨他们的罪，使他们面对自己的结局，他们最终将永远灭亡。
But on the other hand, those who had faith in God and sought His kingdom and His righteousness were always with God. They were always sort of metaphorically holding God's hand, or He was holding their hand. And even after they might die,God was going to be their portion forever.
另一方面，那些信靠上帝、寻求他的国和他义的人，却永远与上帝同在。他们始终仿佛牵着上帝的手，或者说是上帝一直牵着他们的手。即使他们最终离世，上帝仍然要永永远远成为他们的福分。
Now, I have to admit that at times I felt like the psalmist in Psalm 73. In our materialistic world, it's hard not to do so. But the solution to the frustration and envy that this causes is to enter into the sanctuary of God, to come into His house and to worship Him, focusing on who He is and what He has done for His people.
我不得不承认，有些时候我也曾经历过诗篇七十三篇诗人所经历的挣扎。在这个物质至上的世界里，人很容易陷入这样的困惑。然而面对由此而来的挫败和嫉妒，真正解决之道就是进入上帝的圣所，来到他的圣殿中敬拜他，将我们的目光重新定睛在上帝是谁以及他为他的子民已经所成就的一切上。
So in the end, as the host in heaven in the book of Revelation says, it is right to give God glory and honor and praise. He has totally do this from us. But a worship also changes and helps us faithfully follow Him throughout our lives.
总而言之，正如启示录中天上的众圣徒所宣告的，将尊贵、荣耀和赞美归给上帝，原是理所当然的，他完全配得我们一切的敬拜和赞美。然而，敬拜不仅仅是我们当今的本分，也是塑造我们生命，帮助我们在一生的道路上忠心地跟随他。
This is why I say the third aspect of the people of God in this church age is to praise God. It is right and just to do so, but it also sustains us through our sojourn in this world.
因此我认为在教会时代，上帝子民第三个重要的使命就是敬拜赞美上帝，这不仅是理所当然的合乎公义的回应，也是扶持坚固我们走完今生寄居之路的力量。
So I end today with an exhortation from the first letter of the Apostle Peter. In this exhortation, the Apostle Peter reminds us that we are the people of God who he has created for himself, and that part of our dutyis to praise God.
因此，今天我要与使徒彼得在彼得前书中的一段经文作为劝勉结束。在这段劝勉中，使徒彼得提醒我们，我们是上帝为自己所拣选、所创造的子民，而我们的责任之一就是敬拜赞美上帝。
The Apostle tells us,You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, so that you may declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
彼得前书二章九节这样说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是君宗的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美。
Amen to that. Let us pray.
Amen. 让我们来祷告。
Lord, help us to praise and thank you through all of our days. Empower us by the Holy Spirit to do so as it is right and just. And help us as we focus on you to center our lives and mindsOn your reality and power in the future that you have promised.
我们的主，我们的神，求你帮助我们一生一世都赞美你，感谢你。求你借着圣灵赐给我们能力，使我们能够如此行，因为这是理所当然的，合乎公义的。也求你帮助我们专心仰望你，以上帝你的真实、你的大能以及你应许的未来为我们的生命和思想的中心。
We pray this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们如此的祷告是奉靠救赎主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.